I'm Jay Economy, Searsport resident, 172 East Main Street. We have the Yardarm Motel. We are directly on Route 1, and Mack Point is directly in front of us. I'm not quite sure what the distance is, but my guess is it's less than a half a mile. I'm not sure Mr. Terrio knows what the distance from where the pad is to Route 1, what that distance would be.
To the motel, it's
3,200 feet. But our two concerns relate to our motel and our guests. If they're going to start unloading trucks at 6 a.m., the noise, you know, our guests do have complained of noise that they hear in through the night and during the morning. If that noise is going to increase starting at 6 a.m., that is a concern that, you know, be detrimental to our business and people returning. And I do have a question as far as if there is a complaint about noise, who do you call? Do we call the town, or do we call 911, or... is there an answer to that, or he's looking to you, Randy? Bruce is looking to you for an answer to that question about who, if there is a complaint for noise, who do you call?
Jay, basically on hearing, we listen to the concerns and we take it down. If anyone wants to answer back, they can.
All right.
If Randy would like to answer it, that's one of your concerns. When I get down, who do you call? Right. What about the noise? I don't know. If you want to answer it, Randy, you can, or you do not have to.
You're going to have to repeat it. You're going to have to speak about it. So you can hear it. You've got a soft voice.
My concern is, you know, noise levels, you know, during the night, early morning, when we have guests sleeping. And if there is a complaint that the noise is loud, who do we call? At 6 a.m. or, you know, 2 a.m.?
Who do people call when they have a problem with the heat? We already called them down. They have to wake it up about it.
So, I mean, you had the same question, Bruce. You had the same question earlier about what happens at midnight.
Yeah, okay, you heard what we were talking about, the land use ordinance, and incorporating this paragraph in there about noise.
All right.
Well, if that's approved at town meeting, then you have a path anyway.
Okay.
It's spelled out.
I'm also concerned with the dust issue. If this dust is in the air floating towards our house, our motel, and our guests' vehicles get covered with this red rust dust, that's going to be a problem. If we have to wash the motel, you know, like every day to get this red dust off the motel, that's an economic impact to us. And I'm wondering, is, you know, Sprague said that they were responsible for the water runoff and emissions like that. Is Sprague also responsible for the dust emissions that come off the pile? So, do you have any plan to deal with the dust emissions that drift and may wind up on our motel or our guests' cars and vehicles?
If that proves to be a concern, yes.
You can answer it, you know, if you're taking more time, you may want to go over a whole bunch of these questions sometime rather than answer them tonight. Go ahead, if you want to do it, you do it, you're chewing up time. Now we're getting into specifics and detail. I'm not going to get a chance to hear people's concerns. There's a lot of concerns that have come forward here. I think they should be addressed, and they're going to take a long some time to address them. We've been given written material that we should be able to look for that raises more questions. And the applicant should be able to address some of these things. We're taking time from not getting to hear other people, and there is another applicant tonight that's waiting to be heard.
So I should write these questions down and submit them to you?
You can, and I'm making notes on them too.
Okay.
On the thing. Some of these things come up, you know, every time.
Okay. I had one last question, something that you raised earlier about what if there's, you know, residue on the metal that, like oil or other contaminants that was on the metal, is that being cleaned off before it gets to CSPort? Or it didn't sound like that was happening from this gentleman's answer to your question. I know that he was separating the ferrous and non-ferrous materials, but if there's part of the ferrous material that's had contaminants going through it so that there's a residue on it, how is that residue, if it's, you know, just sliced and diced and put in a truck and sent up here, that residue is still on that metal, and if it's raining on it or there's water going on it that's drifting, going down in, it's going into the dust that's coming off the pile. So that's the question that I hadn't heard answered fully. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.